were they little pieces of coal, maybe?
The coal had been burned.
It hadn't been burned?
Has been burned.
Has been burned.
Yeah. See, that's clinker.
That was a clinker.
That's what's called clinker.
Well, would you call that soot or ashes, too?
Well, you might, you could call it ashes. Fine, it was ashes.
Yeah.
See, that, your coal clink would be good size. See, that's called them clinkers.
I see. Uh-huh.
See, when you can call it ashes, too, there'd be ashes in there, but not soot. Sort of get in the most, you just stack of your stove and in your chimney. Because you had used to get cleaners to clean your chimneys out, sort of jamming in, you wouldn't have much draft to help draw the smoke up.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's got to have a draft to it.
Yeah.
Don't all your wings come over the top of your fireplace and drive all that mist down in your house.
Yeah, what about the white ashes? That was the clinker, right? Would that be clinker?
Well, no, a white ash, I don't know what, in particular, some wood makes white ashes. But now, coal is either brown or red looking, that's just clinkers up.
Oh, that was the clinker color?
I was clinker.
So it must have been part clay or something like that?
Might have been, if you get that out of the ground, you know.
Yeah.
And there's some coal is not worth much, and there's other coal, a good coal, it burns all up.
I see. You told me about light wood. What would you call the wood that would the big piece of wood you put on a fire?
Well, it's not so much, but it's a kind of light wood, and green wood is a green tree, probably just recently cut out, a pine.
Yeah.
That's what you call a green wood. But you take that same pine, it probably has been there for years, dead, all bark is off, it turns into light wood. See, it'll take a certain type of tree to make a light wood.
Yeah, but if you wanted to start a fire, a big fire, the big log you put on the fire, what'd you call that?
Well, you call that a log, a back log.
Okay.
See, you light your fat splinters and small, started with your small wood, and then lay your bigger pieces on to where you still have a blaze underneath there enough to start your log to burn.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you have something that you'd lay the wood across? What was
it? Call them dogs.
Dogs?
Two iron dogs.
Okay.
That's where they used to, my grandpa heard him for. Not in the fire, but on the hearth. He and off and made a brick from the floor. And he was holding an egg, and he let him roll off on the floor, not in the fire, though, rest on the edge of the fire. And he grabbed them quick.
Okay, now about some of the stuff in the room here. This, I'm sitting right here in a, what is this I'm sitting in? Just a regular old
chair. Yeah, what do you call that?
Well, it's just a, you said it.
It's a kitchen chair.
Yeah?
Yeah, but it has a name to it, what you call that. I forget what they...
Yeah, but, okay, now, like something that two people would sit in with long arms and a back, you call that a...
Long?
Yeah, something like that over there.
Yeah, well, you call that a settee.
Settee? And,
Now, that's not the late furniture. That, see, I think anything 100 years old is considered antique.
Mm-hmm.
Now that
thing back there,
that rod knot. Now that's 100 years old. I know where it come from.
Yeah, that's pretty. Got some pretty furniture here.